It's time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. The year was 1968, and the automotive industry was in a panic mode, looking for a prototype crash dummy that could be used as an average male, large male, and small female. Who did the brilliant minds of American ingenuity turn to?
Yo, police!
Recent historical records have surfaced proving Alexander Graham Bell's first telephone call in 1876 was not his assistant, Mr. Watson, but to...
Yo, police!
Asking him to order Chinese. Ladies and gentlemen, fresh from a crash test at Yucca Proving Grounds, your host, Paul Lavoie.
All right, welcome to Speak Out. It's Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Got a great show on tap. And just want to remind the listeners, if you have a question for our county treasurer or county assessor, yes, they're in the studio. Give us a call, 928-854-KNTR, 928-854-5687. It is Tuesday, May 7th, 2024. Welcome to Jeannie Kench.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
All right, wonderful.
Can you hear yourself?
I don't think I can hear myself.
Yeah, it's right over here.
It's over here.
It's the volume thing. Can you hear you now?
Now I'm good. Hi, everybody.
I already went through all this.
I'm glad to be here with Paul again.
And you're a Havasu resident, should say Crystal, what?
It's Crystal Beach.
Crystal Beach.
Yeah.
I almost said Crystal Springs.
The original Havasu. You do know the story of that, don't you?
No.
Yeah. Before McCulloch came.
Okay.
The army was using the island as training maneuvers and such, and they put a bunch of acre lots with some mobile homes and drilled a bunch of wells out there. That was the beginning of Lake Havasu.
That was the peninsula at the time, right?
It was the peninsula at the time. Yeah.
It wasn't even an island yet.
Yeah, right. And then McCulloch came in and says, right. No, we don't care about Crystal Beach. And they.
Right.
Yeah.
So we also have Sue Ann Mello in the studio. Welcome.
Hello. Thank you.
It's like an added bonus today.
Yes.
Jeannie's like, can I bring the county treasurer, too? I'm like, are you kidding? She's never been on the show before.
I know. My first time.
Why wouldn't you?
That's right.
Right?
That's right.
And Sue Ann and I actually met at the last Republican picnic last summer. Uh-huh. So we hadn't met before. I'd seen you from afar.
Yes.
But we'd never met before.
Yep. That's a good place to get all our Republicans together and meet everybody in.
Everybody, literally, everybody. Even though sometimes we don't want to claim, right? It happens when you have 34 or 35 people in line waiting to speak, right? Getting their 6 minutes of fame in at the Republican picnic. All right, welcome to the show, everybody. We're going to be talking about that picnic. We're going to be talking about programs from both offices, county treasurer and county assessor. Again, if you want to participate, I'll say it slow this time. I have a listener that says that I say the phone number too fast. Do you think I say it too fast?
I'm a fast person.
You are. I don't like to call women fast.
No, but yeah. Always going. Always doing.
You're quick.
Quick.
You're right quick. There. Right. Again, it's 928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR. One of those listeners, I'm sad to report, I got to do this. I got to ask for prayers. And I did it on Facebook. I don't know if you saw my Facebook this morning, but listener Jack, you know listener Jack, right? Listener Jack texted me on Friday and he said, you're only going to have 16 listeners soon. And I'm like, what are you talking about? Except I didn't say, what are you talking about? It was more an acronym for you know what.
Yes.
That starts with what.
Yeah.
And he said, well, I got some bad news. And I'm like, again, what are you talking? He says, I have 3 weeks to 3 months. Oh. And I said, Jack, you got to be more clear with me. And apparently he has liver cancer.
Oh.
And, yeah, I got a text from him yesterday, and he said, I'm starting to really feel at peace with it and that. But, folks, pray for listener Jack. He was our first KNTR talk star, our guest, what do you call it? Guest co-host.
Yeah.
Right? He was the very first one. I met Jack, I don't know, a couple, 2-3 years ago, and really liked the guy. He's a big advocate for Second Amendment rights. And, you know, I don't want to say we're going to miss you because we're all going to pray for you first.
That's right.
But I just want you to be comfortable. I want you to be happy. I want you to be safe. And, yes, just stay in touch.
Yeah.
I wouldn't say he's been a close friend, but he's been a good friend of the program and asks a lot of good questions if you listen to this program.
Yes.
So anyway, Jack, we're praying for you and just, be safe out there. So I had to get his permission first before I did. So. Mm-hmm. There you go. I didn't want to say anything until he said, yeah, that's fine. So, anyway, Godspeed, Jack. We will miss you if it comes to that point, but we're hoping it doesn't. So, all right, Sue Ann Mello, first time on the show.
Yes.
The funny thing is I was talking to a guest last Tuesday, a week ago today, about, and he was, and it was T.G. Lafredo. Do you know who that is?
I don't believe
so. He's the host of Focus on Your Health, the KRMC program.
Okay.
And T.G. is an interviewer as well, and he started interviewing me. And he said, who's your worst interview? And the funny thing is, it was like the same month in 2008 election, I was interviewing the county treasurer at the time, who was really a good interview, and somebody in his office who ran against him, who was not so good of an interview. And it's funny that you're here so close to TG asking me that question. How did you get involved in county treasurer in the county treasurer's office?
Well, it was that Lee.
You were
Rubio.
There then? It was,
yes.
Lee. Yeah, it was Lee.
He hired me.
Oh,
absolutely. I've
wow.
been in the office for almost 17 years. So he hired me, and then, of course, Melissa ran against him.
Mm-hmm.
So I worked for her as well.
I was trying to keep names out of it.
Okay, well,
that's
I wasn't
okay.
sure.
It's okay.
And then Cindy Cox, she was the accountant there, and she ended up running against Melissa. She won, and... You know, I became
right.
her assistant and got involved in politics and Republican women, became Republican women's president, and just, I found my seat on the bus. I found my calling.
Were you ever on Kingman City Council?
I was.
I thought so.
Yep.
I thought so. How was that experience?
That was a great experience. I kind of did that to grow myself in politics, kind of see if it was something I was interested in. I love my town, and it just was an amazing experience. Unfortunately, I couldn't do both. I would have remained on city council, but I threw my hat in the ring to run for treasurer.
How long have you been in Kingman?
I've been in Kingman for almost 45 years.
45 years?
Yes, sir.
It doesn't look a day over 30, right?
Right? I know.
That's killing me.
I know.
45 years. So you didn't go to high school there, did you?
I did. I went to junior high and high school,
yes. Oh, no kidding.
Yep.
Very cool. What did city council teach you as far as the jump from city to county?
Well, you know, we had some stuff on the agenda just yesterday at the county, which is, you know, you are the voice of the people. You're the voice of the people you represent. But you also have to do what's best for the city or the county. And that's, you got to find that sweet spot. And that is very difficult to do sometimes. I have a heart for our county supervisors as well as city council, because it's tough.
Right.
You're not always going to please everybody.
I'll ask you both, because we've talked to Roger at length about this and the county staffing issues right now. Down 16% last I heard since the first of the year. Yeah. Is this something, Jeannie, I'll ask you first, has this affected your office or your ability to operate in any way?
We're pretty good. I mean, you're always going to lose somebody from attrition, or they've retired, they've moved. That's going to happen. But we're pretty whole now. After COVID, we weren't whole. We definitely had some issues up there, especially in our system support department. We got all back on board. We got some great software to make up for the loss, and we'll never be in that situation again because I've cross-trained everybody. So
always good to do.
Yes, yes.
Right?
Yes, yes.
I like vacations just as much as anybody. If I could get everybody to do every part of my job, I would.
Yes, yes. Yeah. When I stepped in, everybody had they were pigeonholed into a certain position, and then, with that person's gone, how are we going to make up? And so it ended up after COVID, that happened with me.
I got you.
And so we made sure that everybody's.
Are you running unopposed?
No, I do have competition.
Oh, you
time.
Do?
Yes.
I didn't realize that. What about you, Sue Ann?
I'm running unopposed.
You're running unopposed. Mm-hmm. Does that say something to you that I'm doing my job correctly?
I hope so.
Everybody seems to agree with you.
Or they don't want the job. Mm-hmm. It's not easy.
I think that's
right. Right, right. Has county staffing issues, have they affected your office as well?
Not really. We're pretty whole. We don't have a lot of movement, thankfully. People are pretty happy in their position. But, you know, we used to get 60 applications if you had an opening, and now it's very few. So that's, I see that change. Mm-hmm. It's hard to find qualified
right.
candidates.
Lee always told me this was before the financial meltdown in 08. It was kind of during when he was running for mm-hmm. reelection about county investments. Mm-hmm. Your office is in charge of that as well, right?
Yes,
like
it
the
is.
State treasurer.
Absolutely.
How do you find that process? Is that easy for you?
Well, with the staff I have, with the team that I have, we have been very successful. We had a Mojave County record-breaking investment interest last year of $9.6 million, mm-hmm. and going into the fourth quarter this year, I've already beat that record. So I have an amazing staff that's just rock stars.
Well, why don't you tell everybody what your new appointment is, since that's on the topic here.
Yeah, so, you know, being newly treasurer, year and a half, roughly, I got a call from State Treasurer Kimberly Yee, and she asked if I would join her on her Board of Investments. So one of the 15 Arizona County treasurers gets to hold a seat on her Board of Investments. And
just
she
one.
Asked me, just one.
And she picked Mojave County.
And she picked this girl.
Yes, that's
wow.
right.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's really a big step. What do you hope to do there? Have you looked into what you'll be doing? And with a year and a half on the job, that's quite an accomplishment.
Oh, yeah. I'm truly blessed. So I've only had one meeting, and I just, you know, feel completely at awe with these people. I hope to learn from them. They're just, I mean, Kimberly Yee, she does an amazing job. Just, she's in the billions. I'm in the millions. She's in the billions. And you never know. She threw her hat in the ring to run for governor last time, and then she pulled it out. Thank goodness. She makes an amazing treasure.
Right.
We'll see where she goes.
Yeah, in my opinion, she was probably the best candidate for
absolutely.
Governor, too.
Truly.
Especially if you want your state in a truly good financial position, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about the tax deed sale.
Okay.
You guys gave me a few topics, and that was one of them.
Yeah, so the tax deed sale, we did away with it for a few years because we weren't making any money. It was costing us money. We brought it back in 2018. We usually handpick 500 to 700 to take to sell every year, and we do quite well. But this year, my staff said, hey, why don't we take them all? Let's take all 2,900. We did, and we sold all but 103.
Whoa.
Yeah, we had a great success.
Is there a particular reason why they didn't sell those 103?
Oh, I don't know. I'd have to do some research.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, that was astounding results.
Yeah.
That was just unbelievable. So that put almost $2.4 million back in the county coffers in one way or another, whether it's paying back the fees, the interest, and we had to pay for the auction, of course. But $1.5 million did go into county general. So that was just...
Nice.
Just amazing, yeah.
Nice.
So now going forward, we'll just take the new ones, which should be roughly 500-700 a year. You just never know.
So is that something you do, Jeannie, before that happens, is assess them? How did that value come about before they were auctioned?
We assess them first.
Okay.
And you know, we do a work together. Our departments are, I think, fantastic because our treasurer's department, assessor's department, and even the recorder's department, we work really well together. And so we help with the list of the people. You know, maybe she's got the list, but there's a lot of stuff we do on our end, too. And, yes, it does start with us and our assessment. And, you know, keep in mind, too, not only did you make the 1.5, but now we're
going
to get taxes on all those parcels, which we didn't and weren't getting before.
Yep.
Okay. Were there developers? Who was bidding on these properties or on these deeds? Do you know?
Well, there definitely is some developers. There's people that just want a piece of land in Arizona.
Right.
It's just... People were coming out of the woodwork. And I want everyone to know that this was just vacant land. There were no homes or anything, all vacant land.
Wow.
It has to have a county-held lien for more than 7 years for it to qualify to go to the tax deed sale. And so this was just an amazing
Always better than it being just state land, right?
Absolutely.
Well, you know, 71% of our land we have in Mojave County is BLM.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I realize that.
We don't get any taxes on those.
Right. All right, back with more in a moment. Sue Ann picked the artist of the day or the genre of the day, which was really cool. 60s R&B, right?
Yeah.
So I picked some Marvin Gaye. Why not? Back with more in a moment. This makes me think of the movie Jerry Maguire, right? When Rod Tidwell's singing at his own wedding. That's hilarious. At his own reception. Back with more in a moment. County Treasurer Sue Ann Mello with us in the studio, as well as County Assessor Jeannie Kinch. Give us a call if you want to make this talk radio, not just listen radio. We'll talk about county Republican politics, too, right, later in the show. 928-854-KNTR. 928-854-5687. Stay with us on Speak Out.
Picket lines and picket signs. Don't punish me with brutality. Talk to me so you can see. Oh, what's going on?
It's a family affair.
So Sly had a famous song called Thank You for Letting Me Be Myself Again. You remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
You ever see the title of it, though? You ever read it? It's Thank You, like the letter U, for letting me be mice, M-I-C-E, elf.
Oh, my goodness.
Again. Yeah. Yeah. That's wild.
A-G-I-N?
Yeah. Yeah, I never forgot that. It's too funny. I think I read it off the 8-track. Oh, I just gave my age away.
Oh, goodness.
Speak Up brought to you in part by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. Also, Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford by Just Meats. All the cuts, all the time. A locally owned and operated butcher shop in Lake Havasu City. By Patio Paradise. By Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state area for over 53 years. Ask about Salmon's Superior Maintenance Plan. And you're probably familiar with Blonzy's, right?
Oh, yeah.
Blonzy's Steakhouse, 4501 London Bridge Road in Desert Hills. Steaks are just the beginning. Definitely one of the best breakfasts in Havasu.
And they have a salad bar again. It's fantastic.
Oh, it's open again?
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Go say hi to Melissa while you're over there. Tell her you heard her name on Speak Out. She'd be the owner, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah.
No,
when
Melissa
Wells. She's back and forth from Melissa Lucas from Salem, Oregon. There's another Blonzy's in Salem, but it's not Blonzy's Steakhouse. It's, I can't remember.
Blonzy's.
There's,
yeah.
I think there's one opening in Vegas soon, if I remember right. So, yeah, hopefully we'll get the Glass Garage, too, in Havasu. Anyway, welcome back to the show. I want to remind everybody, I just found out about this. Mojave County Master Gardeners present Venomous Critters. It's a workshop this Saturday, 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Join them for fun and information. I don't know about fun. There's a big rattlesnake on the flyer, right? Doesn't look like fun to me. An informational presentation to learn how to get along with our reptilian neighbors, featuring guest speaker Zen Markowski. I know how to. It's spelled wrong. That's the problem. It's Mokarski. Zen Mokarski, former Game and Fish Information Officer, and it's at the Mojave County Library in Kingman, 3269 East Burbank Street. The workshop is free and open to the public, again, from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday. I don't know if they have snakes there. I don't mind snakes as long as they're behind glass.
Yeah.
Right?
I just pick them up and put them back in the desert.
Do you?
Well, yeah.
That's a smart thing to do.
As long as I have a long enough stick.
Yeah. Right. I bet you get a few out there, too,
yeah,
right?
I get a pool pole, you know.
You were raising chickens for a while. Yeah. Are you still doing that?
No. They don't like the 127-degree heat.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, and it was too sad in July.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
Right. So, my guitar player is raising chickens now.
No.
So, yeah, I get free eggs all the time. We also wanted to talk about the one-page tax bill that's coming out. What does that mean, one-page tax bill, besides the obvious?
Okay, so we used to have the two-page, so it was one page with information, and the second page had stubs. It gave you the first, second half, and then the third stub was if you want to pay the full year in one payment. we're going to go down to the one page. We're the only county in Arizona that still has a two page, so we're going to do away with that. It's going to save us approximately $12,000 a year on printing and postage, and it's going to save our trees. So I just want to make everybody aware of that. I hope that they like it. It should be a little bit more simpler, and just watch for that one-page tax bill.
Is there a reason why it's still on paper? Is there a way to do it electronically, or is that against state statute?
No, no, no. On their tax bill, they are given a code and instructions how to sign up for e-notice. Uh-huh. Jeannie has that program as well.
Mm-hmm. You get the notice of values and
yep,
e-notice.
If you sign up for e-notice, whether it be with Jeannie from the paper, the stuff that she sends out to you, mm-hmm. or with me, it's going to sign up for both of our offices. So you sign up, and you're going to start getting everything through email, which is more cost savings to the county and to all our constituents.
And you can also pay your tax bill with a credit card. There's a process that you do in order to do that, too. We're trying to make it as easy as we can.
Absolutely.
Save some trees, save some money.
Yep.
Eventually, it'll probably just all be digital.
Those mailers get expensive, don't they?
Oh, they sure do.
The bulk mailing? Yeah. I remember doing that when I was with MEC. Some of the things we had to bulk mail. And then I saw the bill. Mm-hmm. I was like, holy, or the bills.
I hate it because how many tubs do we get back?
Absolutely.
So,
right.
And I tell people, and I'll say it again, if you have changed your address, please contact our office because we need to have your real address. We get a lot of envelopes back. She gets a lot of envelopes back, and that's because people haven't changed their address with us, and by law, we have to send it. There's laws that we have to follow.
Right.
Yes.
And we do what we can to look at the codes and why it came back. But we got tubs of them. Mm-hmm. And about every year or so, we go through and try to look at the codes and see, is it because we didn't spell out the word lane, or is it just LN? You know, that kind of stuff. Really, the post office, we've tried to solve a lot of that. But for the most part, what we have now is people that just haven't changed their address.
So if you had to choose between snail mail and email... Email probably, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, what about property valuations that are right now? I mean, property values are just through the roof, especially in Lake Havasu City.
Believe it or not.
Has that affected your office at all?
Well, not on the way we do. Okay, what affects our office the most is all the growth, because then we have a lot more we have to pick up, a lot more improvements going on. So
a lot more that you have to assess a value.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Which means we have to physically go there. We have to physically measure. We have to make certain that it's what the permit says. So that's what really affects our office as far as the values. They don't as much, but Lake Havasu, you saw some values that went up artificially. It was because of a lot of different reasons. So some of the reasons was supply and demand. Supply and demand, we had a bunch of short-term rentals come in and pick up all of these small little houses that we didn't have access to, and there was no supply. So guess what? Price goes up. And so there was a lot of reasons that happened, and Havasu got the worst. It went up 30% in some areas.
Ooh.
Yeah, yeah.
But that means
it's coming back down, though.
That means the property taxes go up too, correct?
Yes and no. It could if it was brand new. If it was brand new, it could. But we have a 5% limited property value. 5% goes up 5%, which means your tax bill will go up. Pretty, for the most part, 5%. It depends on what the Board of Supervisors decides on the tax rate. Okay, but by law, we have to charge you 5% more every year when it comes to your value, not the full cash value. So the limited property value is what you're taxed on, which is kind of like down here. You can't see me on the radio, right? But the full cash value is synonymous to your market price. So if the market price, you can sell that house at $400,000, your limited property value is probably only about $300,000, and that's what you pay your taxes on. That $300,000 is going to go up 5% every year till it hits that $400,000, and then it'll cap. That was from Proposition 117 that got passed quite a few years ago.
Sure.
And they were trying to do the same thing that California did without some issues, which I'm glad. But what they were trying to say is your house might not be the same tax bill as your neighbor that has the same exact cookie cutter house, which we don't have in Havasu. Okay. But let's say it was the same exact house, same exact everything. Your tax bill would be different because you moved in 20 years prior. than the guy next door.
Right.
And that's all it was, because it was a formula and how it went up and whether we rule B it. So this kind of gave us, it's going to go up 5% every year till it hits that cap.
You were talking about physically measuring a property.
Yes.
Didn't we discuss on the program, as about a year ago, because you only visit me like once a year maybe, right?
Trying to do more of it.
I'm trying to throw out Catholic guilt here.
Yeah.
Anyway, don't you do that electronically or something, GPS or
so?
I can't remember.
Well, yeah, we have pictometry.
Pictometry. How did I forget that?
But we don't. Our initial pickups are not with pictometry. That's really we once, like in the middle of summer, when our appraisers really don't want to go out there in the 120 degree heat, we work on our desktop. And what we do is we go through and we see that, oh, this house over here now has a new patio that they didn't have before, so we can compare it. That's what pictometry does. So I don't have to go out to that house now and pick up that patio.
Right.
I now can do it digitally online because of what we've picked up with our flyovers.
Okay, very good.
Yeah.
Wow. And it, yeah, I remember that at the time we were talking about, we're not watching you, we're just taking a picture of your property.
Yeah,
and, yeah, I remember that.
It cuts all of the people out. License plates aren't on there. None of
I don't want to mention any areas, but there's an unincorporated area of Mojave County that might get a little paranoid with that.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. I'm Paul Lavoie. We're with County Treasurer Sue Ann Mello, and that was County Assessor Jeannie Kench. And we do have a call coming in. We're going to take a short break. We'll go to the call during the break, and then hopefully they'll stay on during the show as well. We'll be back with more in a moment. Stay with us for some Gladys Knight, and I'm the Pips. You remember that, or you don't remember that? It's a commercial in Vegas. She's like, I'm Gladys Knight, and I'm the Pips. It was, anyway, from my childhood. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. All right, we're back on Speak Out. I'm going to go to the skating rink after this, but unfortunately, I don't think we have one in Havasu.
Not anymore. Remember the one we had?
No.
It had no roof to it, so we were like outside, and we used to skate the surface.
Roller or ice?
It was roller.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah. It's still up there on McCulloch. I think the building's still there.
Oh, okay.
It's just been empty for 30 years.
Right. Speak Out brought to you in part by Springberg Wealth Management, also by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Fantastic view of the London Bridge. Stroll on over to The Chair. By Mojave Community College. By SamsGuns.com. SunPower by Esme Electric. By Dorita's Place, providing Havasu with all-natural dog and cat food along with pet toys since 2006. And by our newest sponsor. These guys are really cool. ZMI Mobility. Kind of like TMI, but it's ZMI. Off-road mobility scooters, ramps, lifts for pools and vehicles, car access swivel seats and stair lifts, ZMI Mobility, 911 Lake Havasu Avenue North, up by City Maytag, right? So we got a phone call, and I convinced her to stay on during the break, because Donna never listens to me, or the show, right, Donna?
No.
Thanks for calling Speak Out. We appreciate you. But you had a really good question, and Jeannie wanted you to ask it while you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I'm looking at my higher tax bill, and and above it, it says less aid above the balance. I was wondering what that means.
Go ahead.
Okay, so that is a break that the state gives you. It gives you a break if it's your primary residence, your home that you live in year round, and the state gives you that break and it pays the treasurer's office on your behalf. So it's what is collected from the schools, right, in your area.
Right, it's state aid to education, and that is just a little break because they're saying that you live here and you get a break because you're not a tourist or you're not here part-time. You actually send your kids to the schools and so forth, so you're getting a credit. It's a credit on your bill, and so only if you are a resident here, though.
Primary resident.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you so much for your information.
And thanks for staying on. We appreciate
you. Thanks, Donna.
Sure. Have a great day. Bye.
All right. Thanks, Donna. Bye-bye. All right. Again, we're with County Treasurer Sue Ann Mello and County Assessor Jeannie Kench. And that news about Kimberly Yee, I'm still processing all that. Why do you think she chose you?
Really?
No.
Do you not see how beautiful she is?
No, I don't think that has anything to do with it.
I know, but I'm just saying,
there's 15 counties. You're one of 15 county treasurers. Mm-hmm. Why do you think Mojave County was chosen, or Sue Ann Mello as county treasurer?
I'm thinking she did her research, and in my short time as treasurer that I've taken over, we, like I said, made that record-breaking investment interest and things like that. I'm hoping she thinks I will be a good teammate with her. And we're both staunch Republicans.
She sees those numbers, though, from each county?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Okay, very good.
I think she trusts her. I think that's
a trust issue?
Yeah, because, she's known Kimberly. And
we're like-minded.
Yeah, very like-minded. And like you said, they're very respected in the Republican community.
So I have a sheet of paper here. It talks about the Assessor Address Protection Program, AAPP.
Yes.
You guys love your acronyms,
yes,
by the way.
My app program.
The app program.
Yes, yes.
Tell me about that.
Well, it was born due to the fact that there's not too nice people out there that want to try to steal your property. And it's happened. The more that we make it easy for you to sign up for this and to fill out that and to digitally record this, the more fraud we're seeing. And so when we saw the fraud and we saw it happening throughout the state, we said, how do we stop this? So a lot of people came up, my constituents came up to me and said, should I sign up for that, life, that lock program or the
life lock.
Yeah, that type of thing.
Or the mortgage protection.
Yeah.
Or
so
what is that? Deed or?
Deed lock.
The deed lock.
Like, a couple different programs
Hannity
out there.
Hannity talks about it though.
Right. Yeah. Right. So I brought that to my staff and I said, what do these programs do? Well, these programs tell you after the fact that your property was stolen. So I didn't like that. And they want $35 a month.
No,
to
who
do
does?
That.
That's right, like right. letting a virus into your computer
instead
of keeping it out.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, somebody stole your property and here's an attorney you might want to go to, but you didn't get any attorneys for this. So we said, there's got to be, what is the common denominator? Why is this happening? We realized that the only way someone could steal your property is through a change of address. Okay, if through the change of address is the only way to steal the property, so can we lock the address? Can we ask the people if it's okay? So we started figuring out what the best way was. It cost us a little bit of money. We had to change the software. We ended up being the first county. Well, we started the program, so we spearheaded it, and now other counties are doing the same thing. And so what it does is it locks the address. So if there's a conveyance that comes across, a conveyance would be to, change the ownership from one person to the other, and you didn't know about it, and you're on the program, we call you, and we say, hey, did you convey your property? Did you sell your property last week to, George Smith? No. Okay. So now this is proactive. It's before we actually convey.
There's the red flag.
Right.
I got you.
And so that's what we've been doing, and it's been so successful. People are signing up in droves because they've just that little bit of security they feel that, okay, my property's is more safe. Now, if there's a lot of people, because we have a lot of retirees here that have paid off their, their houses. Mm-hmm. If you're on a mortgage, the mortgage company is going to still pay your tax bill. So it's a lot harder. But if you're not on a mortgage and you don't notice this paperwork coming through, or they come in, they just change the address to their address.
Sure.
They're getting all the documents, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So we're not allowing that. If you're signed up on our program, you cannot change your address unless you come back in, get notarized, and we know it's you, and you show your ID, and it's securing that. It ended up being so popular that the Secretary of the State's office found out about it, and then they put me on their deed fraud team, and so I'm their expert for deed fraud now in the state.
But Mojave County is of such a size and area and population-wise, 210,000, that our assessor's office can make those phone calls. What about the larger counties like the Maricopas, the Pimas, Yuma,
Well, I think that's why Maricopa was a little pushback on it, because you know how many phone calls? Okay, but if right. they're paying for it, it's $50 one-time charge.
Oh, I got you.
Okay, one-time. we had our finance department go through, figure out how much time it took, how much time it take to make that phone call, to get them notarized, to be put in the system, what it cost us, and we figured out it was like $49 and change, so we made it a $50 fee. So we're getting paid for it. So
what do I tell my mom, who lives in Vegas, owns a piece of property in Dolan Springs, or close uh-huh. to, really close to the I-11 corridor right there? What do you tell the out-of-state residents that own property in Mojave County that aren't listening to this program? Is there a way they can find out about this from the county assessor?
Well, I go everywhere. Tomorrow I'm meeting at the Soroptimus. I go to as many meetings as I can to explain about the program. They're calling me. I heard about your program. Can you come tell me about it? And so I'm doing the best I can to get the information out there.
Right.
I do have articles. We go in the newspaper and I talk about it also.
The website.
It's on the website. So they can go to the assessor website on MojaveCounty.gov.
Because there's an affidavit of understanding that comes with that, right?
Yeah,
tell
yes.
me about that.
So what this is saying is that this is what you have to fill out and get notarized is that you are the owner. So we look up and see who the owner is, the property. We make sure you are that owner. That's it. That we have notaries. We had all of our customer service ladies get their notaries, so then that way they can sign them up. You go into the office. You get notarized. If you decide to sell it, you're going to have to come back, or if you have a different owner, that owner's going to have to come back.
Okay.
Okay, so it's protecting you. It's not going to be changed unless you tell us that right. you're changing it.
Wow, that's fantastic.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
All right, let's switch hats.
Okay.
We're going to put on the county chair hat
okay.
for the GOP, right?
Okay, yes.
Tell me about the Republican picnic, and then any other news that you want to divulge on this program that you may have told me off the air.
Oh, okay, I'm not.
No.
Too, okay, well,
not too sure about that last one, huh?
All right, so our
Sue
picnic.
Ann knows what I'm talking about.
Okay, so our picnic. I'm really excited. It's earlier this year because our elections changed, and so now it's in June. It's June 29th. We have great candidates so far signed up. We have, of course, our Congressman Gozar. We have Mark Lamb that's running for U.S. Senate. Of course, we have Leo Biasucci and John Gillette, Hildy Angus that's running for Senate as well.
Right.
We have Gordon Grote that's running for school superintendent, mm-hmm. Rich Lettman from District 2. We have Travis Langerfelter. We have James Barber, who's also doing school superintendent, Grace Hecht, District 2, and Mike Ganuccio for sheriff. We've got Sheriff Schuster running, and then also coming as a sponsor, and then myself and Marianne Salem, which is District 4.
Right.
Yes.
Right, right.
So far, those have signed up,
that,
and we get more and more every week.
That's a busy district as far as a race. I think they have 8 candidates.
Oh, yes. No, they have 11.
11?
Yeah, they have an independent and a Democrat.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
So there's definitely going to be a general when it comes to the District 4 County Supervisors race. But right now, I mean, it looks like the board itself, if you look at the supervisor races, it's going to be a fairly conservative board come next year.
Yeah, I expect that. I really do.
Yeah.
I don't, this is a very conservative county.
Yeah, no, I realize that. Tell me, did you go to the state meeting this year?
I did go to the
you
state
did.
Meeting. You did? I did.
Brought in
a new
chairman.
Yes.
Right? Gina Swoboda?
That wasn't at the state meeting. She already was. And Gina Swoboda, she is the best thing that the Republican Party has seen in a long time. Okay, very excited. Since Kelly Ward. Kelly Ward did a great job when she was in that position. Gina Swoboda, she is our voter integrity guru. And she's actually the expert in a court of law, right? She's the expert they call on and about voter integrity.
Right.
And for her to be our chairman, we couldn't ask for anything more. And she does such a beautiful job at trying to keep everybody united. I'm very proud of what she's done so far.
I know our elections are secure in Mojave County. I'm very, very confident in Alan Tempert and his team.
Yes.
What about the rest of the state? The whole country is going to be looking at us this November.
Yes.
Just think about that.
Yes.
The entire country is going to be looking at Arizona because it's a swing state.
Very much so. So we are the kingpin of the country. I think it's going to be Arizona, Georgia.
Pennsylvania.
But for
Michigan.
Us, they're looking at us. They're hard in on us. And then Mojave, believe it or not, is like the kingpin of the state. Because if we get an extra 20,000 votes, and please, people, vote, okay?
Right.
33% of the Republicans even, 33% that signed up for early voting, left that ballot on their kitchen table. They didn't even take the time to fill it out and put it in the mailbox. You don't have to go, you know, if you have a problem with the post office, okay, go to one of the early voting sites and drop it. Or just go vote in the early voting. But that's ridiculous. And I was very embarrassed. But if we'd had those people, Abe Hamadeh would be our attorney general. Carrie Lake would be our governor.
Mm-hmm.
Because Gary Lake just lost by 14,000 some,
right?
Abe Hamadeh was 280,
yeah.
and we...
With 8,000 unopened votes,
and
right.
We lost 20,000 votes, okay? We can't be doing that again.
No.
If our big slogan is we need to beat the cheat. So if we have concerns with other counties, and excuse me for being accusatory, but I still think that there was some issues at the elections, okay, from what I see in my experience, we need to make sure we vote higher than that, and we can do that. We can actually be the pivoting point for the entire state. So Mojave County needs to vote. They need to go vote, and I'd like them to vote early. 85% of our voters are voting early, and the reason that we'd like that is because we're going to be chasing the ballot. We have Turning Point Action that's coming. In fact, they're in Mojave County right now, and they're doing training with us tonight in Kingman and then in Havasu tomorrow at Faith Church on McCulloch.
Okay.
And it's going to teach you how to, we don't ballot harvest, we chase the vote. So what we're doing, we're chasing the ballot. What we're doing is we're calling the people that signed up to be early vote, and that first week, we call them and we contact them, text them, and don't forget to put your ballot in the mail, right?
Mm-hmm.
The second week, we look and see, oh, they still haven't voted yet. So we're going to call them again, or maybe we're going to go to their door, all right?
Okay.
But we're going to go to people that have, we know that you've signed up to early vote, and they haven't voted yet. All the way up to the night before, we're going to be calling them, going, can I drive you? We don't harvest. We can't come pick up your ballot.
No, but
for
you can take people
but
to the polls
legally. I can pick
legally.
Them up.
Harry
right.
Reid did that in Southern
that's
Nevada
right.
for years
that's
with union members.
Absolutely,
yeah.
And that's what we're willing to do. We're willing to do whatever it takes to get that ballot across that finish line. And, you know, some people just, oh, that's right. I left that ballot down there.
Right.
Or I lost it.
Right.
It went out with the cat or something. And so they can now have time to go get that ballot.
Yeah, we don't have a
10-day
post-election collection like they do in Nevada. So
right.
Make sure you get that ballot
exactly.
in the mail.
Exactly.
Sue Ann, she gets really talkative when she puts on that hat, right?
Oh, yeah. Very passionate.
Absolutely. Tell me more about the picnic. What's the cost? And are there tickets available?
Yes, there are tickets available. Go to our headquarters, or you can go online to Mojave County GOP.com, and you can purchase them there. They're $30. That includes lunch. It's going to be nice because this year is a little different venue. We're going to have the typical hot dogs and hamburgers you get at a picnic, but we're also going to have tacos and some rice and beans. So it's going to be our Mexican flair because Mojave's, you know, we love that.
Are Mike and Cheryl still doing the catering?
No, they're not going to be doing the
catering.
We have
not.
Different
okay.
catering this,
okay.
this year. Yeah,
right.
different
little
catering.
Different food.
Yeah.
But
so.
Same format as far as the stump speeches and all
yes,
that goes,
yes.
right?
Yes, so depending upon how many sign up will depend upon how long their
right.
speeches are. And you're not going to be on the stage with me, so I'm kind of really going to be missing you.
I get. I'm on a lot of stages lately.
I know.
All right,
I
so
understand.
Your fundraiser, you got about a minute.
I have a minute. Okay, so re-elect Jeannie Kench. I'd like to continue to be your assessor because I love my job and I love taking care of problems and fixing things. And I'm having a fundraiser at Blonzi's.
Great.
And
yeah.
it'll be this Friday, May 10th at 5:30, if anybody would like to support me. I appreciate it.
Oh, wonderful. All right. And what's going to happen at the fundraiser? You got 50-50?
Oh, yeah. We got baskets. We got booze baskets. We got raffles. We got a gun. Sam gave us a gun to raffle off as well.
I'm surprised she didn't organize a car show.
Well, she had one just this last week.
I know.
It was great, right?
Like Duck Duck Jeep.
Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic.
All right.
Yeah.
Great to have you in the studio for the first time, Sue Ann.
Thank you for
having us.
Yeah, thank you
great.
For being here. And you need to come around more than once or twice a year.
I'm sorry.
All right? Because you live here.
Yeah, I know.
It's all right. I know you're busy.
Yeah.
All right. So this is actually my very first concert.
when I was like 15. The Lionel Commodores Richie. With Lionel Richie. Yeah.
It's my dad's favorite song.
It's like 1978. Yeah. 78, 79. Anyway, yeah, what a great show. I mean, I was like just in awe, right? Commodores and Lionel Richie. Yeah. Man, I remember when they played this. So anyway, back with more in a moment. I'll have a final shot. And again, thanks to County Treasurer Sue Ann Mello and County Assessor Jeannie Kench.
Thank you.
Thanks for being here, ladies.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out.
No. Ooh, that's why I'm easy. I'm easy like Sunday morning. Yeah. And let this train keep on.
Man, I love the music selection today. Good choices, Sue and Mello. I appreciate that. A little 60s rhythm and blues going on. Got the OJs. Marissa's looking at me like, what's that? What's an OJ besides Simpson, right? All right, you got Diamondbacks back in action today. 3 p.m. is the pregame. Taking on my former favorite team, the Cincinnati Reds. Hey, I'm an Arizona guy now, so I got to get behind my D-backs. We love the D-backs, right? Cincinnati and Arizona, three-game series, which starts today, 3:30 first pitch. And then you got the Orioles, Diamondbacks, and Baltimore this weekend. All right, that does it for me. Hannity's up next, preceded by Fox News. We'll have the Havasu Area Chamber of Commerce tomorrow, along with Esme Electric. Thursday's going to be a great show with County Public Works Director Steve Latosky and, of course, Ron Gould on Friday, supervisor from District 5. All right, let's take it out with some OJs. And, again, Hannity after news and a short break.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.